Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Here we go again. Another week, another pointless fact from Mr. Palmer.
They put a bit of timber at the door and they called it the threshold because it held the thresh back. That's where the term threshold of a door comes from.
Bloody hell.
You're walking through the bit where the logs stop the thresh from going out for the rich people. There you go.
Is that it?
Alan from North Gosford bought a mower from Aldi 8 years ago for $70 and it still cuts the grass.
I want to take it for a service, but I'm worried if I do, they might go, oh, hey, this thing needs about $300 worth
of
This is what they do.
Buy a bottle of Wins, start your...
We spoke finance with Aaron from Wyoming.
Do you have a wallet, Az?
Yeah, got one. Usually get hay fever when I open it.
Adam Crouch, state member for Terrigal, is looking sharp after his wife Jill cut his hair.
So I let Jill have a crack and as she got closer with the scissors, I thought, is this really a good idea?
Yeah, but when she asked you also, have you increased your life insurance, you then worried, didn't you?
Rob was in hospital and upon arrival filled in his admission form incorrectly.
I ticked associate professor.
You can't even spell associate professor.
And the nurse is coming around and I was being looked after and she came in. She said, you know what, professor, you look just like that guy that was on TV on Better Homes and Gardens. We had a group discussion about not using wallets anymore.
I find the wallet too bulky and I don't like anything fat in my shorts.
I know that.
Anton has walked from Cairns to the Central Coast barefoot. And how are those feet?
They're pretty bruised up. They're not loving life right now, but they're almost there. They're still working.
Australia will have a new airline next year, Bonza. And what about its slogan?
If you want a fair suck of the sav when it comes to flying, have a Captain Cook at Bonza. She'll be right, mate.
Is that the slogan?
No, I just made that up.
Oh. Ronaldo isn't allowed to use Central Coast buses anymore.
You know how that we don't drive?
That's right.
Well, we hopped on the 365 to Erina. And do you know how they have those sit here stickers on the seats?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Sebastian is dyslexic.
Right.
I will say no more. Anyway, happy Freedom Day, everyone.
It's Oztober at Triple M, and we're looking for the great Australian songs for our songbook.
I love the go-betweens, the streets of our town. Round and round, up and down. They use it in that Ampol commercial now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you come on, numbnuts. Round and round, up and down, through the streets of your town. Every day.
Can you sing it again?
That is singing it, mate. And Triple M's resident music jock has made the TV news on Freedom Day. Mickey D?
Yeah.
And have a guess what I saw him on the news as.
What?
On the front of the line at Spotlight.
To get in.
Here's Mickey D. He's keen, isn't he? Yeah. He should have made that a hairdresser appointment, not Spotlight.
Well, that's why he took such a long break, because he wasn't sure what date lockdown was going to end.
Right.
Our surf reporter, Frothing Phil from Point Frederick, loved Monday.
Freedom Day. Painted the face half blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
And you got nothing under your kilt?
You're right, I've got nothing under my kilt.
Yeah.
Morris Goolagong called when we discuss, is cheaper better?
Not when you go out with dinner with Paddy Gerard or not.
Listen, pal.
He's got a booth with his name on it at McDonald's.
And there's a sign, nothing over $5.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, favourite Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app.